Americans are Catholic, therefore the President of the United States, having a little visit with the Pope. Apparently he presented the Pope with a custom-made wooden chest, variety of fruit and vegetables, or at least the seeds for them, that came from the White House garden. Mrs. Obama planted a couple of years ago. That's a nice thing there.
I thought that soil was deemed unfit for human consumption because of radioactive activity.
This soil around the White House?
I thought it wasn't there something
there's
about
a lot of waste in the...
A lot of waste, yeah.
Right. Well, they're all seeds. That's what Monsanto specializes in. So these are probably Monsanto
seeds. I wonder where they got their seeds.
Yeah,
and you're not supposed to take those on a plane, even if it's Air Force One, are you?
I don't know.
That's right.
I think it's against the law. We should sue President Obama.
Yeah.
Call the people at Monsanto or call the people at the FDA. It's the same thing. And have them go after the president. Bad stuff. President tells the Pope he is a great admirer. They are kindred spirits. The Pope and the president. And Ken Kessler suggested that they become crime fighters together.
I think that'd be a great idea. They could get a big van, a couple of girls to travel with them, and they could become the new Scooby-Doo and a dog.
Huh?
Kind of like the A team. They could be the G team, the God team.
Right, that's it, exactly. All right, let's see what the problem is today with the continuing search with no answers to the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. The planes.
I ain't talking about no answers. There's debris everywhere.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to find it because of bad weather there.
Right.
And by the time they get to it, all will have sunk because of the bad weather, rough oceans, that sort of thing. Zero visibility. And because it's getting cold there, remember things are flipping. Southern Hemisphere is heading into winter.
So do we believe this is the debris from the plane, or do we think this is planted? All of us here.
You, me, for a minute. We, you. No.
So you don't think this is the plane's debris?
Kenny, wasn't it a Thai satellite? Now we're talking about all the countries that have satellites. The only country that doesn't have a satellite, I think, is
Malaysia.
Rhodesia.
Right, yeah, Malaysia.
Malaysia. Right. So, anyway, everybody's got a satellite. They're
we
all
have
looking.
A satellite. I'm going to reroute our satellite to see if we can see anything.
We
in
have
the
Radio America satellite.
That's right.
And I have my own satellite, I guess, because I'm part of that.
You're on the satellite. That's right. I'm going to reroute your part of the satellite.
I want to make sure that what this program is saying is getting into the ocean there, just in case the plane is on the bottom and people can hear.
They still have the radio on.
People are probably going to get angry at me because it sounds like I'm making light of this. What I'm making light of is how foolish the Malaysian government is and how foolish all of this stuff seems to those of us who think we're smarter than the average bears. And in this case, it doesn't take much to be smarter than the Malaysians. The way this thing has been handled is no matter what your gradient level of government is, it's still asinine. All of the stuff that they've come up with, and they want to get rid of this. So they're simple enough to say, okay, plane's been found in the Indian Ocean, we're done. All is not well with the world, but what can we do?
How big the world really is. We thought we had it all conquered. We knew where everything was.
Right.
And that ocean is just huge.
Forget about knowing where everything is.
They say the only thing out there is some dolphins and a few whales. It's just like
there's no dolphins out there. The water too cold.
Be cold for them.
Yeah, you know what? Just heard a reporter say who was in one of the choppers flying out there say he said he saw a few dolphins and whales.
You're going to believe? I believe that.
That's more proof that this is a sham.
Yeah, right. The dolphins are not going to be in that cold water.
Proof they were actually taken by a UFO.
And that shows you how silly the reporters are. They have no knowledge.
He's flying 150 miles out and 150 miles back and nothing to look at. That's the only thing he had to report on.
Yeah, good for him. All right, let's talk about the Northwest Players Union ruling. The National Labor Relations Board Chicago ruled yesterday football players at Northwestern are employees of the school, and therefore they can unionize.
How do you argue against that as the NCAA?
They are college performers. Are they getting paid?
They are. They are getting a $100,000 education.
Oh, so they get it free, and that's the argument. Is that it?
Well, in exchange for your performance on the field, this is what we will pay you.
All right, so you know
if they can't play, they're not getting that school.
You know what's brought this all about, right? The concussions and the problems that as they are athletes that are playing as if they were professionals. College football, college basketball, same as professional.
You're probably right. If I'm going to lay it out on the line, if I'm going to possibly tear my knee up or get a concussion and have brain damage when I'm 50 years old, why shouldn't you be paying me?
Yeah. Well, either that or why shouldn't you be protecting me?
Really, the thing is...
Or, because we are doing, we're risking this, and therefore, we deserve protection.
Look at the real thing is, look at how much money March Madness brings in. March Madness brings in a...
Basketball money.
Sick amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that these guys are sitting there, and they are the reason that all that money comes in, and they're looking at it going, I want some of that.
Mm.
Here, your $100,000 education is nice and all.
Yeah,
but
biting the hand that feeds you.
Some of the stuff they're asking for too is better medical coverage, mm-hmm. and they want concussion screening.
Yeah, which they ought to have, because they're all going to suffer. Remember, the size of your spine that goes into your brain and holds your head on, size of a quarter. You put one of those helmets on. You think that's going to protect you from some guy smashing into you?
Why wouldn't they already have concussion screening?
Excellent. Because they don't want to pay for it.
My niece, who is a high school junior, plays lacrosse, was required to get, she had to pay for it, but a concussion screening, like if they do a pretest, just in case.
They get a baseline so they can see if anything changes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's something that's progressive anyway. It ought to be something that people are considering. I wouldn't send my child, I've said this 100 times, if I had children that age, there's no way I would let them play football. And, Richie, I think you're thinking about that as well with your son.
Well, luckily, my son loves baseball and basketball, so.
Okay, so. Yeah,
but it doesn't mean that you, hey, man, baseball flies across the plate.
All it is, one little knock to the head.
Or you're sliding.
You're not as likely to get into trouble.
No, your chances, you're right. And basketball, man, don't tell me that's not a contact sport.
Yeah. Well, it's not, but they're not throwing the basketball at your head.
No, but you trip and fall and smack your head on the
concrete. Yeah, you bump into.
Okay, then if you look at it that way, then all sports ought to be eliminated because they're all dangerous.
Absolutely.
Right. Some more dangerous than others.
Every sport has its place where you could get hurt.
It is time for us to imagine a good night's rest. Time for us to imagine not having to get up in the middle of the night. Those of you who are Richie's age and older, up to my age, how many of you got up last night and went to the bathroom at least once? Maybe twice? Maybe three times? If that's the case, you need PT9, prostate health formula. It feeds your prostate, keeps it healthy, and also eliminates the reasons for you to get up and go to the bathroom.
Emphasis on the P.
P.
In that PT.
Exactly. PT9 has been very effective. Fewer trips to the bathroom. People who use it report that they don't wake up in the middle of the night now, and they don't have to go to the bathroom. And as much as this is almost too much information, you know to whom I am speaking, and it's probably many of you. There's a wealth of benefits here for PT9, a healthy prostate, normal flow, that kind of stuff, empty the bladder completely. This is important stuff as you get older. It doesn't seem, if you're 35, probably doesn't bother you. 45, you're probably starting to think about it, especially when you look at the stats as to when prostate problems begin. It takes a long time for people who have prostate cancer to get into a place where there's a problem, and mostly it's because there isn't proper nourishment going to it. That's what PT9 addresses. Two things: healthy prostate and keeping you from getting up in the middle of the night so that the lady you're with is going to be very happy with you because you called 800-811-3790. That's the story in a nutshell. 800-811-3790. Call for PT9. Find relief or your money back. 800-811-3790. And mention Doug Steffen. They'll send you a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus as a bonus to buying three of the PT9 bottles. And that's available now at 800-811-3790.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
There is no good news, by the way. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley, Rich McFadden, Richard,
hey.
Jennifer Horn, Jennifer, Ken Kessler, Kenneth. No good news from the search teams in Washington State looking for signs of life after that landslide, the mudslide.
It's a tough job.
It's been days, I think this happened over the weekend, in fact. They pulled out a lot of dead bodies. That's redundant, right? These are bodies like shot dead, when the British report on somebody who gets killed, was shot dead. Anyway.
Well, because you could be shot and still alive.
Yeah, well, why did they just say it was killed? Anyway, this is not an English lesson. This is a story, a study in how to do things. Now, people out there are complaining because the locals, apparently, at least according to the complainants, did not move fast enough, and some people could have been saved if they worked faster. I'm not there. I don't know. I know there are a lot of people missing and unaccounted for. This landslide,
I will tell you,
is big.
That there are a lot of people who think they can outwit Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that's one thing you cannot outwit.
Yeah.
Outrun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some people think they can. You get kind of cocky with that.
This is a mile square of 40 to 60 feet of mud, taking down trees, houses, you name it. And when they're done with this, it's done. They're not going to, there's no backhoe excavator.
They may have to let some of this just lie for a while because they just.
Well, what's the point? I mean, what are you going to dig up and find? What's the point? The other side.
What's the point of searching the whole ocean for 200 bodies?
Not much. There's not much.
At what point do you say we just can't do it?
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Started with all of the top 9 performers singing together.
Lights go out and I can't be safe.
Your voice.
Yeah. Maybe because of the or the conscious uncoupling.
That was a mumble and nobody heard what you were saying.
I said maybe they played this because of the conscious uncoupling.
Of Gwyneth and Chris Martin. This is
yes.
A Coldplay song.
Right.
Yes. All right, crank it up with you. Will you? I'm not sure what we get from listening to this, though. This doesn't help us decide who ought to be a winning contestant, who ought not to be.
They do these, like, group sing-along things. Yeah. It always reminds me of, like, a Brady Bunch.
I know. And it's a time filler is what it is.
All right,
it's,
so let's not waste our time. Let's go to some of the contestants here. Alex Preston, who's from Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, performs Don't Speak, which is a No Doubt song. Go ahead, Richie, if you want to play that. Maybe Richie doesn't want to do that.
You and me, we used to be together.
All right, let's just every day move through these together, quickly.
Always. Interesting. This is interesting.
Is it?
I really feel
different.
I'm losing my best.
I actually like it.
I can't believe this could be the end.
Richie, this, you were watching this last night. Richie, what did you think of this?
I didn't see this one, but I like it.
Really?
It's a very different take of a No Doubt song.
Very cool.
And it's very cool, yeah.
The judges like said they wanted more energy.
If Sting from the Police were to redo this No Doubt song, this is what it would sound like.
All right, so he rates highly with us, and apparently the judges are trying to get him to energize his performance a little bit more. Next was Majesty Rose from Goldsboro, North Carolina, with Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
I don't think about Florence.
Don't love it.
I don't like it either. Kenny? J-Lo, it shows you how much different we are. J-Lo said it was a 10 performance. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I just liked it.
That's why our ratings are better than theirs.
That's right.
They are, in fact. Ratings are really down, as Jennifer reported to us yesterday. By the way, Jennifer has a television report coming up in the next half hour. CNN reporters arrested, and the Today Show versus the Good Morning America crew. Interesting story there that's coming up in the next half hour.
I'll tell you, here was a good performance last night.
Who's this?
Malia Watson, she's 16.
Really? So
Scottsdale, Michigan. Yeah, this is nice.
Tell you the best part of the show last night.
Sure, Richie.
After one of the performances, one of the judges said something, and there was a small applause. And what's his face? New Orleans. Harry Connick Jr. says that's a smattering of applause. And what's the country guy? He says it sounds like one of your concerts.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
That's really funny.
To which Harry Connick responds, "Do you know it's 40 feet long and has 8 teeth?" The front row of a Keith Urban concert.
All right. So, I don't know what came out. There'll be decisions on who gets bumped tonight, right? This was just a general all right.
This was a very good performance. She did a great job with this song, though.
This is Malia Watson.
It takes a lot of guts to take on this song, and she did well.
The judges, by the way, liked it a lot. Richie J. Lo compared it to her, to a young Michael Jackson performance. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is it okay to talk to your cat? Cat chatting. You know, I think most of us accept the concept that our cats do indeed talk to us. But it may be a little harder to convince you that our talking back to the cat is one of the most important things you can do to establish a strong relationship with your feline friend. But over the years, I've actually both developed and stumbled upon a large number of skills that are breakthrough in cat communication. Most of these skills can be learned by almost anyone willing to try, and I guarantee they will enhance whatever conversational tools you have already been formed between you and your cat. So, if you already talk to your cat, don't be ashamed of it. Continue. I've always been a supporter of the more time you spend on your hands and knees talking to your pet, the more your pet is going to try to communicate with you. Very often, people will do this with their dogs, but they'll negate their cat, saying, well, that's a cat. Cats do what they want. Nothing could be further from the truth. Spend a lot of time talking to your cat. I'm sure the cat will enjoy the conversation, and who knows, he'll start conversing back with you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine. No more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden in Washington, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, Ken Kessler in San Diego here to discuss with you the things that are on lots of people's minds. And the idea here is to maybe separate the good guys from the bad guys. We're the good guys.
Would you say so? I think we are. I think we're the good guys.
Yeah, the good guys.
Anyway.
Russians are the bad guys.
Yeah.
They are working more and more, and it looks like the Russians are actually thinking about entering the Ukraine. U.S. classified intelligence assessments suggest that 30,000 Russian troops are on the border. I love the way they put it in the news media. Have massed at the border with
Ukraine. But they're just doing training exercises or something, I'm sure.
What's it all about, Albie? Yeah, just doing training. I don't get this. They are in real financial pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Russia is. I mean, their economy is not strong, and
the sanctions have had an effect.
And the sanctions have had an effect, and they are about to get the smackdown put on them even further with more sanctions.
Further.
I don't see how they can come out of this.
Why is it important for us to do that? Why do we care? Let them be bad. Let them drown in their own debt. We're doing a good job. Why should we worry about anybody else?
We have to really just squeeze them with even more sanctions. And Europe has to get in on this and squeeze them with more sanctions. And that's what's going to take control of this thing. You don't need to send troops. You just hit their pocketbook, and they're going to crumble. I mean, because they're close already.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care. I think this is the biggest waste of time. We're spending more time talking about this stuff.
Yeah, but we have to pay attention. This has ramifications
you cannot let this just slowly spread and slowly spread.
What is it going to spread to? You don't think the Ukraine is full?
Nah. Yeah, he's going to take Poland next.
Oh, baloney.
You don't think he's going to take Poland next?
He's not going to take Poland next.
Wow. Man, let me tell you something. No. Put those blinders on and have a happy life, mister.
Yeah. I'm telling you that there is no
this
way.
This is where I can't ever become a libertarian, because I could never, you can't close your eyes to the world and hope for the best.
I'm not closing my eyes.
I'm going to do this in quotes when I say it about you libertarians. You people.
Yeah, okay.
Unbelievable.
You people have done a great job so far.
Well, listen, but you can't sit there and ignore somebody kind of trouncing through Europe.
What am
like
I going to do about
tulip
it?
Tulip gardens.
What am I going to do?
Two-thirds of the globe
say they go
communist.
To Europe. That's nonsense.
You're support
you're scaring people.
Let me tell you what you're going to do.
Scaring people.
Let me tell you what you're going to do as a good libertarian. You're going to support nonviolent reaction to
hit
it.
Hit him in the pocketbook is what you're
going
to
do. That's what you're going to do.
I'm going to sing Frozen's Let It Go.
Isn't that a great story?
I think this is a good story for you to tell, Jennifer, because I want to keep my mind off of what you just said.
What? What did I just say?
Well, you were nice. Keep going.
I was nice. I love you.
I know you do.
You're the only family I have left. No, it's true.
I know.
All right, so here's the story. So Let It Go. You know, this song is the one that was performed by that Manziel, as John Travolta announced her, or Idina Menzel is her real name. It was performed on the Oscars. Well, this little girl, 4-year-old daughter of Kristen Kerr, who was on her way to a hair salon in Reading, Mass., had the elevator, I guess it was taking, it got stuck, and it kind of trapped her 4-year-old daughter and her infant son Jackson inside. So the firefighters were called. They appeared in the shaft above to rescue the family, but when they lowered the ladder down into the elevator, the little girl Kaylin refused to move. So she was really scared. She started freaking out a little bit. So the firefighters got this idea, since they both had young children, they knew a way to bond with her to kind of get her trust so that she would get out of the elevator, and they started singing that song Let It Go from Frozen, and they knew every word because of their kids. She, Kaylin, had seen the movie more than
outside is frightful.
Okay, not that.
Fire is so delightful.
Oh, that Let It Go movie. Come
let
on.
It go. Let
Kaylin,
it go.
She'd seen the movie 12 times, and so it totally calmed her down. They started singing, and she finally came up. And I guess the mom started laughing because here are these two big burly firefighters singing this like beautiful ballad to the 4-year-old girl.
How do you know they were big and burly?
Because that's how the mom described them when she was talking to People
big
magazine.
Big and burly.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another firefighter story from Massachusetts from yesterday on Beacon Street, which is one of the finer
places. It's pretty big. Yeah, it's a nice street.
Nice street. There was a 6-story building that caught fire.
Fixed alarm fire. I got a bunch of news updates saying.
Building collapsed. Two firefighters were killed. And it was interesting as I watched
this
last
night. Now, your lady friend lives in that area, right?
Yeah, up the street a little bit.
So she was okay? Her building was okay?
Well, why would there are at least 4,000 buildings? Why would a fire in one affect any others?
I was just asking to be polite.
Well, because that happens a lot.
Concerned.
I'm not. Here's what
you
I
know what. Let me. The heck with this girlfriend. I could really give
never
a.
Mind. No, too bad whatever. It didn't burn. Is that what you want me to say?
You know what? You guys, both of you, are annoying me because you have attacked me twice now in the last 5 minutes.
Yes. We haven't attacked. We have a difference of opinion.
Okay.
And we were concerned about your girlfriend.
My girlfriend isn't even there. First of all.
Okay.
Secondly,
well, her things.
There are a lot of things. But why would you think, just because this is the silliness of what goes on in the news media in general.
It's like when there's an earthquake in California and my wife's Colombian cousins call her and say, are you okay?
Yeah.
Right.
It's foolish. And this is how people get worked up into states of phony fear. And this is why people have heart attacks. This is why people get sick, because of stress created out of nothing. The building burned. Okay. So it was on a street where there are 4,000 other apartments and buildings. Where I was going with this story before you interrupted me was the focus.
It's your fault, Jim.
Not necessarily on the building and the fire, but all of a sudden, when the building collapsed, these two guys died, that became the story. Not the fire. Not whether other people, as you just suggested, were affected by it, but everybody that was covering this, I flipped around from news channel to news channel to see how they were covering this, and it was all about the firemen who had died and their families. So if you were interested to know whatever else might be going on in the building, you weren't going to get it, because this mania that we have, and I'm not disputing, I mean, I had firefighters come and really do a superb job, and my idea, remember when I used to tell stories or come up with ideas about firefighters, and we ought not to have as many professionals as we do because they cost too much money.
Let it burn, and then just pay to replace the building.
Yeah, right. Well, I changed my mind, especially as it applies to people, or in this case, to my cows on the farm. I was reading the chief of the fire chief here in Framingham sent a letter of accommodation. Is that the right word? Commendation. Thank
commendation.
You. Commendation to the firefighters who worked as hard as they did to save as many of my cows as they could when that event took place last month. And I thought it was really a special thing for him to do that. We had a little party for the firefighters at the farm a week or so ago. And so when I think about firefighters and what they do and how important they are when it comes to rescuing human life, a lot of firefighters involved in this rescue attempt or whatever's going on in Washington State where the mudslide is. So it isn't just fires that they fight. So I have a different approach to firefighters, firemen. But what happens when a policeman or a fireman get killed in the line of duty seems to me to be almost, what's the right word that I'm looking for?
Be careful here.
It's, well, see, you just warned me. Be careful. What, I'm being careful of what? Because I'm expressing myself, because you can't do that about these sorts of circumstances that the news media completely.
When somebody puts their life on the line to try and save your property or your or somebody's life, and it's definitely going to be a hot button. So if you have what appears to be a crass response to it, I would say be careful there.
Well, I don't have it. You haven't heard my response.
No,
yet,
I haven't.
You don't know whether it's crass or not.
But I know you.
So. Well, you don't know me that well sometimes. In this circumstance, I am troubled by the focus taken away from their job to focus on the men. There's an important aspect here. The men are dead. You can't do anything about that. You need to protect the other firefighters from harm and being in harm's way. And it seems to me that's part of their training, and I think that's what they learn a lot about when they go to the fire academy, is not only how to fight the fire, but how to protect the men and women that you're working with. But when the news media gets so wrapped up in these things, and it seems out of place to me. It really does. It just seems like, and when they have a funeral for these guys, firefighters will come and police will come from thousands of miles away to support them. Mm-hmm. And it's at the public's expense. And that bothers me. I think you can pay tribute and honor these men for sacrificing their lives. I think that's appropriate. But I just think that it's a bit much. To me, and I'm saying that as an individual, that's my opinion. I think that there's a lot made of this when there are other people in other circumstances
that we don't pay attention to.
Yeah, that deserves much or maybe more attention. It bugs me. So, and you know what? While we're in Massachusetts, there's another story actually from Framingham. There's a young lady named Justina Pelletier. Whether you've heard anything about this or not, this is one of the most outrageous stories to come down the pike for a long, long time. Here's a young girl from Connecticut. She and her family are involved in a controversy that the state of Massachusetts has got involved in, and they've taken custody away from the parents and given it to the state. This woman is 18 years of age, young woman. The court issued a ruling that chastised the parents because they supposedly mismanaged the treatment of this girl. She's been under the psychiatric care at Boston Children's Hospital in the last year or so because of a disease or a sickness that she had. And the parents brought her voluntarily, because they weren't happy with the treatment she was getting in Connecticut, to Mass General. And she was seen when she first came in by a second-year resident who declared the parents were at fault for whatever the problem was and went to the, Division of Children's Services.
Yeah, like the Child Protective Services. This story was everywhere yesterday. It really stood out.
All right. So what do you think when you look at this? Imagine yourself being a parent or imagine yourself. I mean, it's sad, but it's also it's pretty. When you look at the power the state has over parents and families. And that's what they've done here.
And the dad said, because I saw an interview with the father yesterday, the father said that he was frustrated, and so he was short with that second-year resident because
they're trying to protect their daughter.
Because he felt that she was being misdiagnosed by him, and so he was like, you know, he was not using a kid gloves when he was talking to this doctor. And he said that's what caused the resident to say that there was abuse, because he was mean to the doctor, essentially.
Right. The doctor's an egomaniac.
Right.
And he doesn't have any real experience. Can you imagine Ken Kronhaus in a situation like this? Or any of the other doctors that are mature and a part of this program, Jack Stockwell, Ron Hoffman,
I mean, the good thing that this girl has going for her is the family seems very strong, and they're not going to let her go.
Right.
But it seems like this girl she's got swollen ankles, she has edema, she's all this thing.
But they call it somatic symptom disorder.
Right.
is a, sometimes a psychiatric condition, causes a person to experience physical pain, and there's no medical explanation for it. So because there's no medical explanation, they don't want to look bad.
Right.
At Mass General, they blame it on the
but
parents.
But whatever she is, she's having something. Something's going on with
right.
her. You
yeah.
know, and regardless, she's a little girl. So something needs to be done, even if it is
well,
a mental thing.
The state of Massachusetts says we've done what we're supposed to do. We've taken control. These people aren't even Massachusetts residents.
Yeah.
They just take the child away from the parents because they know best. The state knows best. Unbelievable.
It's a dangerous game. Dangerous.
It really is. And the state of Massachusetts, I live in the two craziest states. There, it couldn't be more. I was at yesterday at a state house reception for people involved in agriculture. And looking at these people wandering around who were basically public charges, the governor, one of the biggest phonies in politics that has ever been produced, and the people around him and some of the, you know, the people that actually do the work, trying to influence some of the legislation that is going to affect agriculture in Massachusetts. But the way that it's done is sickening. It really is. And I just find this state to be, people say, well, why don't you move out? Well, you know, I've lived here and I had a farm here. I don't know where I'd go that I would know, or, you know, set up roots someplace else at this point. It's probably not a smart move, but it really is. You know that the Disney movie Despicable Me,
mm-hmm.
Which the name, that whole thing troubles
me.
Yeah, but when you get at these situations like this, they are despicable. This is a despicable reality that the state could be able to, especially under such questionable circumstances, if it was really clear and really plain that these people were abusing their daughter, then yeah. But it isn't. It's the opposite, in fact.
If they were abusing the kid, they wouldn't be making the rounds in the media, to, you know, talking about what's going on. They'd be hiding out.
I'd be hiding. Right. Exactly. All right. Well, let's see. Richie, we better do about 60 seconds worth of commercials here so that Jennifer can update us on what's going on in the world of television.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
All right, let's get to the television world and a couple of important stories. CNN reporters arrested. Kind of a laugh.
Couldn't happen to a nicer group of people.
Right. All right, so what's the story?
Well, let's start with this big battle. You know, ever since Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show, it's kind of having an effect on who gets booked where, and it's even spilling over into the morning show. You know, Today's Show and GMA, Good Morning America, also have this big war going back and forth. Good Morning America's been winning in the ratings, but now that Jimmy's at The Tonight Show, certain musical acts only want to sign with The Today Show. So this war goes on. They're calling it the Battle of the Bands. Both shows are booking about 15 concerts that air on the same days from May through late August, part of their summer concert series. They're keeping their lineups very close to the vest this year, and they're using their power over at NBC to maybe put some power.
They're telling people you can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
From here.
They're saying, hey, you know what? If you want to have a life here, you better come to us first. So interesting to see how it plays out. Also, two CNN reporters arrested after trying to prove how easy it is to break into the World Trade Center.
It was easy.
It was, and the police arrested them.
So why would you arrest them for showing? I mean, I'm on the CNN reporter side on this one. It just looks bad because they have done another flat-footed attempt to fix a problem by blaming somebody else. 51 after the hour.
Hey,
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour. Money Pit time on Good Day. The services will be held tomorrow for Tom Kreitler.
Rumors of my demise are crazy.
I was about to say the services of Tom Kreitler, and then I thought, oh, well, let's have a little fun here. Tom is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program that airs every weekend around this country on a lot of great radio stations. He helps hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, fix what's wrong with their homes. I just had a report. Jennifer, in fact, was telling me that there's a show called there's a makeover show on one of the Jennifer,
you on Do It Yourself Network, and William Shatner is going to do a 5-episode series about redoing his house, gutting it, and redoing it.
Yeah. Really?
So they're paying for redoing his house, and he's going to
such a deal. I take
Why
it.
Why not? All right, I thought it was a great idea. All right, anyway,
what song did he sing? He had that crazy album.
Oh, he's got a couple of crazy albums.
Right, yeah. I wonder if they'll use that as the soundtrack.
He sort of does the talking to music.
Right, the talking music.
Right,
yeah.
The poet type.
The poet.
I think he's one of the smartest people in entertainment around today. Very interesting guy. Anyway, in a moment, we're going to deal with a couple of letters that have come to Tom. These are good letters in that they ask questions a lot of people have. And as you know, the only dumb question is a question that has not been asked. So if you have a question, you can address it to Tom at moneypit.com, and we get some of these into the focus. So we'll have some answers to important questions about your home or a home like your home just a moment here.
In a world where every minute counts, it's not surprising that women are looking for ways to streamline their morning beauty routines. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Now it's possible to accomplish more using less, thanks to advances in skincare technology. Here with more details on this latest trend is leading dermatologist and author of Simple Skin Beauty, Dr. Ellen Marmer.
Multitasking beauty products are rapidly increasing in popularity, and they are not limited to makeup and moisturizers. Even your deodorant can provide multiple skincare benefits. We don't always think of our underarms as being beautiful, but it's an area that requires special attention and care. I suggest using New Dove Advanced Care, which is the only deodorant formulated with Nutrium Moisture to provide softer, smoother armpits in just 3 days. Plus, it offers 48-hour odor and wetness protection so you can be confident all day long.
Visit Dove.com to learn more. Dr. Marmer is a spokesperson for Dove deodorant.
What? All right, let's get to Michelle, who's written to you, Tom. Mm-hmm. She writes, I'm looking for the inexpensive cabinets for my kitchen. Wonder if I ought to consider ready-to-assemble cabinets. Are they as good as the ones that are already built, as good as the ones that can be built on the premises? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, as the saying goes, if you want to do it right, do it yourself. There's really no reason to look away from ready-to-assemble cabinets. In fact, not only are they as good, I think in many instances they're actually better than the pre-assembled cabinets. They're solidly built. They're good quality material. In fact, there's a new company now called Cabinets To Go, cabinets2go.com, that was actually started, Doug, by the same guy that started Lumber Liquidators.
Uh-huh.
And
smart.
Yeah, really smart, because, you know, buying cabinets has always been difficult and expensive and bulky, and he really has figured out a way to have consumers go to a showroom, see these cabinets, order them, and then have them delivered, and you assemble them yourselves. And, of course, if you don't want to assemble it yourself, you can hire somebody to do it for you. Huh. But the prices were really impressive. We met up with them at this past International Builders Show, and it was interesting because, you know, they had layouts of kitchen cabinets there, and you look at it and you say, how much, you know, would you expect to pay for those cabinets? And you're thinking, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. It was like $3,000 or $4,000 worth of cabinets. And they were really nice cabinets. The hardware was really impressive, you know, like self-closing hinges on drawers and dovetail construction on the drawers. You can tell when you look at the details how well the cabinet's made. So I'm a fan of Ready to Assemble, and take a look at Cabinets To Go. It's a good company.
Why would it be that much less expensive? Are the other people just gouging? They just take advantage of a situation because it's whatever the, in this circumstance, the traffic will bear?
Well, I think it also tends to cut out the middleman. If you think about typical design showrooms and all of the different people that are involved in it, you know, this is more of a direct route. I mean, yeah. You're going directly to the manufacturer. They're selling directly to you. I think whenever you have less parties involved, there's less profit that needs to be made at each step of the way. But the quality has not suffered. I mean, just like Lumber Liquidators makes good stuff, Cabinets To Go, really solid company with solid cabinets.
Well, I have that. There are a lot of advertisers that I have on this program. Three or four that I can think of that cut out going to Macy's to sell their products. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Macy's, but if you can buy them directly from the manufacturer, and that's what you're talking about here, then you're bound to save money because there's markup sometimes 50% with a middle guy.
That's right. The savings is passed on to the consumer.
Yep. Tom Kreidler here helping you out on the...
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.